This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Tonight on Tabitha's Salon Takeover. Nikki Mallon and her husband Gary own Browns & Company on the exclusive Lincoln Road in Miami, Florida. When Browns & Company opened, it was featured in international magazines and was the place to get your haircut in South Beach.
In 2007, we were the busiest salon on Lincoln Road. We couldn't get an appointment.
But more recently, the client retention rate has plummeted and the business is in peril.
I pay $55,000 a month in rent. Now we're 2 months behind rent.
We owe $350,000.
The secret to turning a struggling salon into a thriving business is 1 week with me. I'm Tabitha. I'm going to change everything. I will clean up the management.
You're the reason why it's not working.
Shake up the staff.
I'm trying to tell you what you can do better.
And transform every part of the salon.
No more big brother.
I'm tough. I'm talented. I'm taking over.
Our next guest started her hairdressing career at 14 on the Gold Coast. From there, it was off to fashionable London for further learning before heading the US of A. Her first TV appearance was on the reality show Sheer Genius. Now she has her own show on Arena, Tabitha's Salon Takeover. Tabitha Coffey, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Hi, how are you?
All good, all good. Now, Tabitha, how long have you been hosting your Salon Takeover?
I just completed season 3, so it's been three years.
Where did the idea come from to have you head in and straighten out, so to speak, failing salons in the US?
After I was on Sheer Genius, which was the competitive hairdressing show, when that finished, the network here in America approached me and asked me if I'd be interested in doing my own show for them. And I sat down with the production company and talked about what I thought would work and what I wanted to do, and we came up with Tabitha Salon Takeover.
Now, how did a girl from the Gold Coast really end up with her own show in America then?
I know, I'm pretty lucky, aren't I? look, I don't know. I still ask myself that question sometimes. I mean, it's been a lot of hard work. I work really hard. I never in a million years would have thought that I would have had my own TV show, that's for sure. It just kind of evolved that way, and I'm very lucky and happy that it has. But I guess just hard work and a bit of luck and some big balls, maybe.
When you left the Gold Coast for London, was the plan to always come home?
I never really thought about it, honestly. I mean, I think, like, you know, most of us, and especially, I mean, most Australians, we get that wanderlust and we like to travel a little bit before we settle down. And for me, leaving Australia and moving to London was really just furthering my education and following my dream and working for people that I wanted to work for in London and getting a little bit more education. And I really, honestly, never thought that I would stay there as long as I did, and I never thought I would end up in America. So I think part of me always thought that I'd end up coming home, and life just kind of takes itself over, and here I am in the States, and I've been away for a really long time.
Was the plan just to be a hairdresser, or did you always want something more?
I don't look at it as just a hairdresser. Just a hairdresser sounds like it's not a very worthwhile career to me, so I'm not just a hairdresser, and no hairdresser out there is just a hairdresser. I mean, we do a really important job, and we really do take care of people, and whether you work behind a chair or, you know, you do editorial work and magazine shoots, or you're lucky enough to have your own TV show, I still think it's an important career. I mean, I wouldn't have guessed that my career had gone in the path that it took, but there are a lot of opportunities open to hairdressers, and I followed a lot of them, partly just to keep myself stimulated and, you know, keep pushing the boundaries with myself, because I like to keep doing different things, but I've never wanted to give up my craft.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
This is Tabitha, and you're listening to Chris and Cam on Joy 94.9.
So, is America home now?
America is home. I mean, look, I still sound like an Aussie. I am still Australian. If you ask me where I'm from, I say Australia, because I still, I mean, I am Australian. I still think of myself as an Australian. But I'm very settled here. I have a business. Obviously, I have a lot of work here, so I don't have any plans on moving back home. But that doesn't mean that I don't love coming home as often as I can.
Now, we are Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, so there's a question that we do need to ask.
Now, as an out and proud lesbian, do you think that ever affected your career path?
Absolutely not. Why should it? I mean, why should it affect anyone's career path? You know, my sexuality has nothing to do with the job that I do, nor does it have to do with anyone's job that they do. So I don't see why it would affect or inhibit anyone's career path whatsoever.
And that's a really strong message. Did you find that because you believe that so strongly that it was never an issue?
Honestly, it has never been an issue for me. And I truly do believe that. I believe that one's sexuality doesn't affect or define who you are. My career is my career. My personal life is my personal life. So I don't see why one's sexuality would affect their work environment whatsoever. I mean, that's kind of crazy and ridiculous to me.
As a very public figure, do you feel like you're a role model for young women that are questioning their sexuality or in that process of coming out now?
You know, the word role model doesn't make me feel incredibly comfortable. I do have a lot of people write to me and email me and ask me for my advice, which is one of the reasons I actually wrote a book and I addressed the issue of me coming out and, you know, how my mother dealt with it and how other people around me dealt with it, because it is a question I get asked all the time. So I don't necessarily feel like I'm a role model, but I feel like for any of us that have come out and have a few years behind us, we're people that can help younger people maybe make sense of it all, feel a little bit more comfortable with themselves and feel like it is okay and they can get through some of the adversity they're put through. So I have no problem, you know, speaking about it, trying to help young and old people, you know, older people that feel uncomfortable with coming out. I think it's important, the more we talk about it and the more we share our stories, the better it is for everyone.
It's all about it gets better.
It does get better. It truly does. As trite as it sounds, it truly does get better.
Hey, now, Tabitha, over the last two seasons you've had of Tabitha's Salon Takeover, one recurring comment we often see from the, I guess, participants is, Tabitha, you are a bitch. Now, do you really think you are?
I wish I had a bloody dollar for every time someone said that to me. I'd be laying on a beach somewhere.
So, do you think you're a bitch?
No, I'm not a bitch at all. I'm tough. I'm honest. I have a very strong work ethic. I take my work very, very seriously. I'm very demanding. I expect a lot of myself and I expect a lot of other people, and I truly want to help the salons that I go into, and I don't have time to kind of hold their hand and pussyfoot around because I truly only have a week with them. But no, I'm not a bitch. I think it's a word that is associated with any specifically woman out there that is strong and honest and forthright. People don't know what else to call her but a bitch. If I was a guy, I would be called ambitious and a go-getter and, you know, tough and strong and all of those positive words. So again, that's one of the reasons why, you know, I talk about this in my book, is I turned it around. I have my own acronym for bitch, which is brave, intelligent, tenacious, creative and honest. And if you look at that broken down, I think all of us would like to be a little bit more of a bitch and embrace it.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Now, Tabitha, you were at the Oscars recently. Now tell us, who had the best and the worst hair?
I had a couple of best votes for different reasons. I thought Cate Blanchett just looked amazing.
Yep.
She looked so incredibly beautiful and flawless and put together. Halle Berry, who always looks gorgeous, again looked really gorgeous. Sandra Bullock, after her Golden Globe just disaster, actually looked amazing at the Oscars, so that was nice to see her pull herself back together. Worst for me, I just thought Sharon Stone, and I think she's amazing and, you know, fabulous. I just thought she looked a little too bright a Frankenstein with that hair for me. It wasn't working. And I was really disappointed. Scarlett Johansson, she kind of looked like she'd been pulled through the hedge backwards. I mean, it just looked like she rolled out of bed and decided to throw on a lace evening dress and turn up at the Oscars.
Now, Tabitha, you've said you've just wrapped up, put in the can, Series 3 of Tabitha's Salon Takeover. What can we expect from Tabitha in the future?
Well, hopefully a Season 4. I'm hoping that there's definitely a Season 4 on the horizon. That would be nice. I would like to do it all over again. I'm in the middle of a book tour at the moment, so I'm travelling all around the States doing book signings and book tours and appearances and things like that. So that's keeping me really busy at the moment. And then I've also got my salon to run and take care of.
Is the book available here in Australia?
The book is available in Australia. It actually came out last month, I believe. So, yes, it is available.
What's it called?
It's called It's Not Really About the Hair, The Honest Truth About Life, Love and the Business of Beauty.
Ah, okay. So everyone should be getting a copy.
Everyone should be getting a copy, and there's you know, lots of Australian references and where I grew up in Australia and all of that kind of stuff. So it's got a little bit, it's not just for hairdressers, it's got a little bit of information and stories and, you know, bits of advice for everyone out there, and anyone that wants to get to know me a little bit better certainly will through this book.
Now, Tabitha, I have to ask, next time you do visit Melbourne, whenever that may be, can you pop into us here?
Yeah, the first thing I'm going
to do. Yep, got to pop into us here at Joy 94.9. And can you please do a takeover on my hair? I think it needs help.
Here's the deal. I will definitely, next time I'm in Melbourne, come and see you if you have Melbourne donuts waiting for me. Because the first thing I do when I get my ass to Melbourne is go and get some donuts.
You mean from down at the South Melbourne Market?
Are you kidding? They're the best things on earth, and I miss them desperately.
Done deal. We'll have a couple of dozen here for you.
All right, fantastic, and I'll eat them all.
Tabitha, thank you so much for joining us on Joy 94.9. It has been an absolute pleasure. Good luck with Tabitha's Salon Takeover. It is airing here on Arena right now on a Thursday nights at 8:30. So thank you very much once again for joining us here.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.